Okay, so against all odds, I decided to, you know, watch Ted on a whim. I remember, you know, being a big fan of the early days of Family Guy in the, I think up to like the fourth season of the Family Guy. I really liked Seth MacFarlane's term writing on American Dad. And I really loved what I've seen on the Orville. But the biggest thing I liked about him was the original 2012 version of Ted, you know, the movie about the misadventures of Mark Wahlberg and his teddy bear that came to life in the 80s. So with the series, we're taking it back to 1993, where we're getting Ted living with the 16-year-old John Bennett, who's played by Max Burkholder here, and framing it more as a family sitcom with his mother, played by Alana Ubach, who was in Waiting and was also in Euphoria as Cassie's mom. You have Scott Grimes, who is the voice of a Steve Smith on American Dad as his father, Maddie, and Georgia Wiggum, who plays his cousin, Blair, who is probably the most modern character on this show. So with Ted, what worked about that original movie was the fact that it did balance the kind of like raunchy, gross out, kind of juvenile comedy with a genuine sense of genuine sense of a heartfulness with the story of John and Ted, and how much of it relied on the kind of allegory for growing up. And with here, we take that same formula of heartfeltness with that raunchy comedy, but balancing it out with more characters and giving it structuring it as a family sitcom. Every episode kind of has a different misadventure. Like the pilot is the first time that John and Ted smoke pot. The second one is them getting back at one of John's bullies, only to kind of take pity on him and adopt him as like their son. You get and probably my favorite episode of the season, which is Subway's Bicycles and Automobiles, which is the fourth episode, which takes place on Halloween night, where you get to play around with the different dynamics that you can't really do in a film. You get to have Ted play off of another character like Georgia Wiggum, who I think is kind of the sleeper hit of this, the sleeper of this series.
And you said you like both the Ted movies there.
I like the first one. The second one I despise. It took all of the kind of heartfeltness that worked about the first movie and just completely threw it out the window.
And this is set in the 80s, right?
This is set in the 90s. So you do get a fair bit of jokes referencing the 90s and John has a huge crush on Lori Loughlin. You get play with the modern the technology of the time. There's a plot point where John rents his first porno and it gets stuck in the family VCR.
So I see a lot of like some sitcoms nowadays will go back to the past. Like I know there's that spinoff with Sheldon, a Big Bang Theory, like that goes back there. There's also F is for Family, the Bill Burr animated series there. I think there's another sitcom also that's also set in the past as well. Oh, the Goldbergs is also like in the 80s there. Do you find that like it's following that kind of conventional kind of theme of like, hey, it's the 90s again and trying to play off the nostalgia of that?
A little. It has shades of it, but it doesn't derail entire episodes the way it does in those shows. I mean, there is a huge historical event that takes place in the finale, but it's played more for a joke than it is for just, hey, remember this in the 90s?
Okay. And the actor who's playing the young Mark Wahlberg, he channels him pretty well. Like, you get, like, this guy's going to grow up to be Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah, it's not so much an impression of young Mark Wahlberg. It's more of taking inspiration from Wahlberg's performance in that film and putting his own little spin on it, giving new dimension to the character of John and adding new layers to his dynamic with Ted, because this is still him young and bright-eyed, and that dynamic with Ted plays really well.
And with Seth MacFarlane, his humor, you know, does it kind of get repetitive? Because how many episodes is this?
This is only 7 episodes long. And while I do kind of get the criticism about his sense of humor, how repetitive it does get, this is closer to those early seasons of American Dad, where more of the jokes are, you know, reliant on plot instead of just what Family Guy devolved to, which is just cutaway after cutaway after cutaway.
Do they do cutaways here too?
Not really. Every joke, it always happens in context of plot.
Mm. I saw that one joke. I haven't seen the show myself, but I saw that one joke that was circling on Twitter or whatever. They got him. I saw that joke a lot. which I think, let's see if this is it right here. I think I have it. Here we go. Let me pull this up right here. Yeah, I thought that this was kind of funny. Here, this clip right here. Let me know if you can hear it as well.
Let me add,
I got it.
You ever get self-conscious being the only white guy at your school?
I don't know. We live in a Boston suburb. Oh, last year we had an Indian kid.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but they got him.
What does that mean?
I like it.
What do you mean, got him?
He used to share his Dunkaroos. Good guy.
Fuck.
Yeah, and the show is really full of like little small jokes that this kind of takes the approach of something like Horrible Bosses, where it's like a joke a minute, and so many of them end up hitting that you kind of don't really notice the misses.
Mm, okay. Anchin plays, I don't know about this. He said, did Ted get sued because it was somebody's idea? I don't remember that, actually. I don't remember that. And then Anchin plays this, I remember Ted talking like Peter Griffin. Do you think Seth MacFarlane kind of just does Peter Griffin with the voice of Ted, or is something kind of different?
It's different enough in its inflections that I didn't really notice it compared to Peter Griffin. I mean, if you played them side by side, I probably wouldn't be able to tell, but in the context of the show, it worked for me.
Okay. And I know the show, it's the highest rated show on Peacock. Like, it has like the most numbers there of people watching it.
Yeah, it's the most watched thing on Peacock, and I think a lot of that is just purely off of how much the clips have blown up on social media, on, you know, Twitter, on TikTok, on Facebook Watch. Every time I scroll through, I always have Ted clips popping up.
Yeah. So this is from Collider. It says, Ted prequel series sets viewership record with Peacock debut. Oh, okay. So, yeah. I mean, because it's like, what else really does Peacock have, really, that's on there? Oh, they have that show Poker Face.
Yeah, they have Poker Face. They have Twisted Metal. They have Twisted
Metal.
They have a couple other shows that just came on, like Based on a True Story, the one with Kaley Cuoco and Chris Messina, but I rarely hear anybody talking about any of those shows the same way that I heard people talk about Ted or even Twisted Metal.
Yeah, that's very true. I see a little bit more traction of it there. So what would you give Ted?
I'd say purely off of how much fun I had with this series, how great all the performances were, especially the different kinds of characters that you get more of those family sitcom types. You get the very conservative and kind of very paranoid dad who's played by Scott Grimes, who, if I had one critique, he is probably the most one note character in this, but even he gets layers added to him, especially I think it's in episode 6 where he wishes his toy truck to come to life, and it's like every single stereotype of your loud conservative racist homophobic uncle.
Mm. So it plays, the show kind of plays within the genre of like the sitcom and kind of is a parody of it a little bit.
Oh, yes, very much so. And on that same token, you also have Alana Ubach, who plays the mom Susan, who is just the absolute sweetest person on earth.
Nice. Okay. I know something from, he can do a good job with that. I haven't seen the show, but I heard a lot of good things about it. Orville, like, he does a good job of doing like basically a Star Trek show. I haven't checked it out myself there.
Yeah, Orville has constantly been on my queue to watch, and I just have never gotten around to it. But everything I've heard about the Orville, it is fantastic TV. But getting to back to Ted, I think the structure of it, I think this is probably the best version of this story of the teddy bear coming to life, getting to see the chemistry between Ted and the entire cast, having some great physical comedy. Like, you've seen that clip of him like running down the stairs. Every time he does that, it always gets a laugh out of me. And not just that, but how good the effect of Ted looks. It's kind of insane that that a family sitcom has better CGI on its teddy bear than a lot of other shows on television. Or may not be looking at you, Disney Plus. how funny it is, how heartfelt it was, how much I had a great time with it. I gotta give this a very strong tune in. I had a lot of fun with Ted.
Yeah. And to Anjin Plays comment, so apparently Seth MacFarlane did get sued for Ted. So,
oh shit.
Yeah, the company behind Charlie the Abusive Teddy Bear sued MacFarlane in 2014 for copyright infringement over his character Ted. The company argued that Ted is strikingly similar to Charlie. So apparently, yeah, he did get sued for it there. Obviously, it didn't work since they're doing a Ted TV show. But yeah. So there you go there.